You don't want to write it down so you have a different case?
Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad, live on your Blog Talk Radio. I'm coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to be able to do so. I was not going to be on this evening, but for some reason, these things do happen. And I have to say, from the bottom of my heart, I do not allow those things to happen. But when you're on the radio for 10 years, sometimes things happen in life. And I call it exception to the rule because we do not make these type of mistakes. But we don't control radio. We do not. We win it. And you have to give credit to those who understand that communication is everything. We don't understand that, especially the African Americans. They don't understand communication. They don't understand that you have to be able to talk to all humanity. And all humanity is when you are on the radio, you don't know who's listening. It could be one. It can be 100. It can be 1,000. It could be 1,000,000. Millions of people can listen to you because why? They come on the radio. But if you're not on the radio, you're on TV. And when you come on TV, you go into the homes of the people. They can actually see you. And once one can see you, they feel like they're great. They know what you look like. They can look in your eyes and tell if you're telling the truth, or et cetera, et cetera. But communication is publicity. They can seduct you by certain things you look at, and you think you're looking at one thing, but they're not talking to your intellectual mind, your conscious. They're talking to your subconscious. And when you wake up and you realize you want to fulfill your subconscious, that's everything. And you can be out. Muhammad Ali used to say, you hit him with a left hook, and it looks like he's going down. But the subconscious says to the conscious, don't you fall. You got to win this fight. 3 seconds, he woke up. Now you got hell on your head. So when you hit him with the left hook and you hurt the conscious, you got to hit him with the right hand to get to the subconscious. Now he's out. Well, the same way in sleeping. When you're dreaming, you're not asleep. When you're moving, you're not asleep. But when you're in REM, boy, you're dead. And you're being revised, and you come back a new person, and all that stuff that needs to leave you have left you. That's why you got to get up and take a shower. And some people don't do that. Some people will not take a shower. They take it at night. And they don't understand that all that dead is grieving. Allah gives you new flesh, a new generator. Your whole engine is generated. And you're able now to be able to operate in the world when you come out of sleep. Even the ants have to go to sleep. We don't know why Allah makes them all sleep, but they got to go to sleep. That's life. That's what life is about. However, brothers and sisters, my point is communication is a necessity. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. And if you don't understand that, is why we are not progressing with each other. You don't even communicate with your siblings. You don't communicate with your mother and father. You're cut off from various different people because of their religion. Oh, he's a Christian. Oh, he's a Jew. You don't care what their religion is. As long as they're not a part of your religion, then they are not your friend. They're not your neighbor. They're not your brothers and sisters. See how unintelligent we are. Most of us are stuck on stupid and we don't understand we're all the children of Adam, then we those are siblings, regardless of they Christian, Jew, Hindu, whatever they choose to be, that's still your sibling. Because they, well, we use white, and there's no such thing, but okay, the white man wanted to give the unintelligent person the word white. But it was red, it was black, it was brown, it was yellow. Okay, now it's white. But yet, they still your brothers and sisters. Now, this is what God created us. Adam is our father. So we all are the type of Adam. I say the type. Because you don't mistake, I'm saying that the blood of your father runs through your stream, through your veins, and that's how you see it. That's it. No, no, you're the type of Adam. So that makes all human beings your brothers and sisters, regardless who they are. Well, what about that one that's a criminal? Yes, he's your brother, just a criminal. What about that one that's a rapist? Yes, he's still your brother. He's a rapist. What about those who abuse women? Yeah, he's still your brother, and that sister is still your sister. But what happens when all these things happen? You get personal. You divide us. Now, his mentality is not you. His mentality allows him to do something he ought not to do. Because we can stoop so low, what we call in Revelation, animal kingdom. You become an animal, and you be just that. Didn't the Romans used to put hats on their head and show what kind? I'm a lion, I'm a tiger. Why they do that? Because we stoop down to animal plus, and we act like an animal. We're not up on our intellectual mind that will allow you to be who you are. That's an upright human being. We are not upright human beings when we stoop so low. And we have a right to be anything we choose to be. The rat is never called a human being. But you might say, my friend is a rat, tells on me. He's just a pig. He's just 99% poison. He eats anything he can eat. He eats flour. He don't care. He's a pig. Well, they call you a pig. You're obese. You just come obesity, and you don't want to stop eating, and you're all out of shape. You're a pig. What about a cat? Man, he got away from so much crime. He got 9 lives. So now you refer as a cat. And you slide up under somebody and they call you a snake. Oh, you're a snake. But you ever hear those animals be called a human being? Because they say, why are you using my name? I didn't do anything to you, but you name them the pig. You name them the rat. You name them the cat. Yes, you even use the phrase dog. Why dog? I don't say that. Yes, that's my dog. That's your dog? Yeah. Hey, dog. Yeah, you still call each other dog. Well, my sisters, you say, let's do it doggy style. So we have a right to be all of them because everything in creation is in us. But I guess you can't comprehend that. But those things I just gave you a metaphor should wake you up and realize that this is why Satan don't like us. He don't like us, brothers and sisters, because we have a right to accept or reject. And I found out thus far, those who didn't come on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Mirage Speaks, come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, but you don't listen to me. Because if you had listened to me, you'd be just like my 3 million people that follows me. And guess what? Guess what, brothers and sisters? 20% of us, you can look like me, walk like me, talk like me, grew up like I have. But that 80% Allah gives me is men and women in all walks of life. And the accolades come from them. I don't see them. but their name alone tells me that they're Caucasian, they're Jewish, they're Irishmen, and so forth and so on. Yes, I got 7-day adventure thanking me. I got women from all different types of nomination that gives me credit. I have women I've never seen, don't know what they look like, how tall they are. But they call me to see if, in fact, I can talk to their family. I got one brother puts me on with 20 Christians. And do they not know that Bible? But they can't connect the dots. So it's just words. It doesn't mean anything when it's just words. And we have that today. We have people in Islam, just words. And you know, the thing that I try to get across to them, don't tell me that you are a scientist, but you can't produce nothing. So you shouldn't say you're a scientist. Be a doctor or something else. How about being a doctor of education, but you never educated nobody? Be a doctor of entrepreneurship, but you can't create no money. So when people are like that, all they want to do is beg money, money, and more money, and more money. That's all they want. And then it's their money, but they don't know how much of their money they gave to you, because one, you don't get receipts. You just pass the bucket. Ain't no receipts for that. You just put the cot in the bucket. You don't get no receipt for that. But you did it for decades. You did it for years. And if you come to any one of those emails and say to them, where's my money? Oh, you just cursed them. How much money did I put in since you're not going to tell the community how much they put in? Isn't that amazing? From men that went out, some went overseas, and some overseas came back and touched those that's here. Isn't that amazing? You ever recognize it being amazing that they can read a different language? And more important than that, the language is so close to the LVR language that you don't know, because you don't know the LVR language. You don't know that as well as you know Arabic. You don't know that. So you can't say you know it. You don't know it. But isn't it amazing? Just think about it. It's amazing that they tell you they know it. Now, how do you learn something that you are expert in but can't produce a damn thing? You can't tell me. I would be embarrassed. Brother Murad, I know you read the Quran. Now, you read the Quran real well. And if you read the Quran real well, what did they say? Just talk about what have they tell you. What you have said, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. If you ain't producing nothing, you're not reading that Quran. You're not comprehending that Quran. If you can't grow in life, why you can't grow in life? You can't grow in life because you are speaking words but can't produce not one thing. You can't create not one thing. You can't come together as one. Isn't that amazing? So it shocks you and amazes you that you hear words, but you don't hear nobody producing anything. Most of them work for people. There was employees, and the employee, yes, the boss. The employee, yes, I'll be on time, boss. Yes, the boss, I'll punch my card in. Yes, the boss, I'm teaching what I learned in school. So you're teaching the who? Children. And because you teach the children, you do well. But as soon as you no longer doing that work, you take on another title, imam. And now you're up there teaching like you in the school. But yet you in the same hole you was in 25, 30, 40 years ago. It didn't grow. And what makes it really difficult and upsets me, who the hell said that you got every day unlimited in perpetuity job on the teaching of religion? No, brother. President of the United States of America is going to come out, and the community, the cities, the state, the country is going to vote you in or vote you the hell out. That's the world. That's what it goes around. Now, Donald Trump only had 4 years because he messed up. He got to get out of there. Now, he say he come back and run it again. So be it. But after 4 years, you can't produce. In 4 years, you out of there. But these men can't produce in decades. These men don't vote. They don't even have a vote. So that's un-Islamic. Yes, it got to be exposed because right now there's a whole lot of people are not eating. There's a whole lot of people are starving. There's a whole lot of people can't pay their rent. But yet in the state of New Jersey, it's 400,000 of us. And if you go to them and say, listen, I need you to put the governor back in office. Yes, they're going to office. Why? Because they need something for their personal satisfaction. Now, some of us don't even vote. Why? Because you believe that's shirt to vote one in, vote one out. No, it isn't. They know if they'd be hypocrite, they would have vote you in and vote you out, but yet they don't have nobody voting for them, voting them out. Oh, yes, they do, Rod. They do. Okay, I misunderstood. I misconstrued. Who is the people that vote for them? Well, their brother, their cousin, their friend. It's about 10 of them, maybe 15, maybe 20. Yes, there might be even 100. But the Ummah is thousands. The Ummah don't vote for anything. So it's just put them the same back in again. Yes, in again, in again, in again. And that's okay if you're producing. That's okay if you're successful. You say, Minister Louis Farrakhan, I have a love for Minister Farrakhan because he's real. He's going to give the actual facts as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us. May Allah be pleased with a grand paradise. What he does, he makes sure they all benefit. They all go to school. They're married. They got their own communication system. They got this. They got that. Why? Because they're one. They're one. And when you're one, you're collectively strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah glorify his name, is with you because why? He understand. He understand in his life that you're not individuals. But all of a sudden, we're cut off. That's what Satan did. Divide and conquer. Did that when we was in slavery. Divide and conquer. Yes, the boss. Yes, the boss. Because there's a house nigga and there's a field nigga. And that field nigga, he works hard. He don't like that house nigga. Because the house nigga think he's over top of him. But what do old Charlie say? Listen, house nigga, tell me what they doing there in the field. That's your job. Yes, the boss. Then they go to the field nigga and say, tell me what Charlie is doing. The one that's with old Charlie. What is he doing in the house? So he divided us and conquered us because he knows what each one is doing. Well, the same thing has happened now, a little more sophisticated. They come in here as E-man. They come in here as E-formers. They come in here to interrupt what we're doing to send you where? They're out of our land. You cannot, and I tell them all the time, it sits on their board. There's 80 of them. Sometimes I've been amongst 100 of them. Who gives you the right? I'm not here to hurt nobody. I'm not here to embarrass nobody. But it's only me and two other men that look like me, and them two is from the foreign countries. But these men don't look like us. Egypt, they're from Saudi Arabia, they're from Turkey, they're from all different parts of the world. So I get up and I say, excuse me, I'm not here to insult nobody, but I need to know. Brother Emir, are you an imam in your country? This is Emir now. Wow, brother. No, I'm not. I said, any one of you here will stand up if you are an imam in your country. And these are 80 different foreign countries. Not one got up. I said, pardon me, if you ain't qualified in your own country where you grew up, who gives you the right to teach me something that you ain't bona fide qualified in your own country. They didn't say anything. I said, because I don't see us growing. Because in your country, when you hear the Adam, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, come together. Egypt, all come together. Come together. Panama, all comes together. Any part of the world, y'all come together. Y'all one. But in America, you cut up in tribes. You over there, you over there, you everywhere. And that's the countries. Now, I understand it because they was told to stay away from their Negroes. So they don't even believe that we are Muslims. It's those who dress like them, look like them, dance like them, want to be them, eat with their fingers sometimes. All their lights attract and the like repel. So what happened? What happened? What happened to our culture? Because when we go to Hajj, we don't have no culture. It's simple. Because on Hajj, you can't complete it until you get to Arafat. Arafat, you got to put your culture back on. Hey, brother, so-and-so, brother, who are you? Who are you, brother? I'm Saladin. But you got my clothes on. I never saw you in Saudi Arabia. I never saw you in Panama. I never saw you in these foreign countries. Where are you from? America. Well, why are you dressed like that? Because he knows that's supposed to be your culture. So we don't even have our own minds. Just like when we came here, hey, we was in slavery so long, we wanted to be the, yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir, boss. What do you want me to dance, boss? You want me to put your clothes on, boss? Yeah, we went through 400 years of this. So it bothers me. And they like it. Then they want to be closed up. They want to take children and send them children over there, and they come back here and get shocked. Then you wonder why they're in jail, because they have no peers that they can be around because that language don't work in the street. They don't shake hands like we shake hands. They look like you do jujitsu when you shake their hand. And so, therefore, you give up what you learn. And you hang with them. You end up in jail. But, hell, you can read that Quran without even looking at it. Learned it while you was away in a foreign country. But I don't work here. So if they ain't going to let you live among them, you're still a nigger. Yes, that's how they see us. And if you go check 1,400 years ago, 1,400 years ago, Bilal was accepted because he believed in his heart, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And Bilal called them all to prayer. They didn't know how to use their voice. That was Bilal. But you saw it as being physical. No, that was a lesson to us, we come from slavery. But we can sing. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They couldn't do it. They didn't know how to do it. They was blowing horns and tangerines and you name a bell. They didn't know how to do that. But as soon as the prophet, prayers be responded, Prophet Muhammad, as soon as he left, what happened? But I had to get out of there. Racism came back again. And that's what's happening right now today. They're laughing at us. They're looking at us as we're a joke. But you want to prove to them. I don't have anything to prove to them who I am. Because why? Allah gave it to us because our ancestors' tears and blood for the bounds of suffering, begged Allah, I'll do this suffering, just take care of our offspring. So we are the manifestation, and we came to fruition when we realized that we are Muslims. We are Muslims in our heart. And Allah gave that to us. And some of your spineless individuals want to give it back. Want to give it back as if they're superior over us. the way they mistreated their women, you came home and mistreated ours. The way they thought you was the Khalifa, and ain't no such thing as an individual Khalifa. You want to think the language that you knew or learned that you believe you know, I believe you speak it well, but I guarantee you don't know it. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke Arabic. But in speaking Arabic, he was in his nature. And he was a humble man. He was a gentle man. He was kind to everybody. Today, you say you on the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you're totally opposite of him. You got an ego. You become an egotistic maniac. And this is why we are shut down. Because you went against the covenant. That's not what Allah wanted for us. But he said, I raised many amongst many. Meaning every group of people had one raised up. But you believe that we, so-called American Negro, deaf, dumb, and blind, that was raised by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And most of y'all was out of your mind. Most of us was drinkers and alcoholics, pimps, selling drugs, dope dealer. But most of us was just running through women. Most of us did all the things, whether it's man or woman. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad cleaned you up. And he distinctly said, I love quoting him, I didn't come here to teach you religion, clean you up, and one after me will teach you your true religion. That alone, you should have woke up and said, he repented. He repented to his Lord and had to bring us to a level of interning filth. He cleaned us up internally till we begin to love each other, one for one, all for all, even Stevens. There's no such thing you can come against us. We would give our life for our brother. We would not allow our sisters walk the street and not be protected. Not today. We will not let the woman be the lord of the home. Not today. We will not let the woman sit on the board of call shore board. Not today. And when you did that, it's just like the court case and the powers of these took God out of the school. That's what he did. So you will never hear La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. You will never hear the Lord's Prayer. You would never hear whatever prayer they wanted. Allah said, it's right there. And I remember saying to Imam Wadhuddin Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Wadhuddin Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with granting the highest in paradise. I said, brother Imam, why did they take the prayer out of the school? He said they might have took the prayer and words out of the school, but that heart is beating Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I said, Alhamdulillah. You see, he was blessed. He's the one that brought, I give credit to Imam Sirat. He said, ain't another man in America ever brought millions of people to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam than Imam Wadhuddin Muhammad. Because he's all man, capital M-A-N. He will tell you the real deal, and there's no cut on. He said, when you see anyone that follows Imam Farrakhan, he said, use that, Minister Farrakhan, you respect them. I, too, came there through that school. You respect them. And don't you ever disrespect Minister Louis Farrakhan. See, that's unity. For Allah said in the Holy Quran, all you Jews and Christians and Saviors, that's a religion that's alive today. Believe in one God in the hereafter. There will be no burden on you in the day of judgment. Who the hell is you? that say who's a Muslim and who isn't a Muslim. Brothers and sisters on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Exodus, where I speak, I'm going to give you the actual facts. For Allah says that I created a Khalifa. He's not an individual. But so you women that think you was cut out, that Khalifa is what? Because you need that femininity, you need that sensitivity, you need that kind of love and affection to instill in us. We come to that womb. But isn't it amazing that we grew up? And it's a saying in the Quran, quote by Allah, more than one that, I mean, respect those who aborted you. Those who was born through that womb, you're supposed to respect it. You're supposed to have love for it. You're supposed to have care for it. But you grow up and you use El-Islam to say, you're not my mother. You use El-Islam to say, you're not my father. You use El-Islam to say, you're not my siblings. Isn't that amazing? With all that intelligence. So what you did was stop a lot of good people from coming. Who want to come against someone that denies his own family, rejects his own family? Who wants to be around that? Who want to be a person that sits there for year after year after year after year, and you ain't going nowhere without that female? Created that shore boy. And I don't see anything you are doing. But here come the Christians, not all of them, but the ones that stand fast. They building schools. They building hospitals. They building businesses. They doing things to feed the people. Why, here come Reverend Sharpton in the North and made Muslims look like they standing still. And then here come an Islamic sister, because she's a female, says to the Council of Imams, come on and help me. All I ask you to do to help, I can't help you. We don't have time for that. You don't have time to feed the people? No, they don't want her to be lost. They don't want her to say that she created it. So Allah punish you. Allah punish you. You wonder why you can't grow. Then here come the first mayor. He comes in and say, bring all the Muslims that follow Imam Wallace Muhammad, and I'll give you Philip Heisen out. Pick whatever spot you want, how many acres you want. They couldn't get along because one wanted to be in the leadership, so they couldn't get along. Then here come another mayor. He comes after that one and say, pick a building. And no, just pick it, but not one of you. I want all of y'all to come together. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. That's a curse. Curse, and you don't even know you're cursed. Because the powers to be, they come out every year called Shriners, and they ride their horses. They're rich. But they say Allahu Akbar on their pheasants and Alhamdulillah on their pheasants. And every Muslim, Shaheed, they got them all. You know they Muslim. And then they go back and hide. So when a president comes and says, excuse me, you know this religion. What's wrong with Newark? What's wrong with East Orange? What's wrong with any part of Jersey? Well, I'm just using us because I'm from Jersey. They ain't practice this religion. They only unite with the other email. Matter of fact, they only unite with their own woman. They looking at her skirt. They looking at the womb where they came from. But they don't understand she's a Khalifa. She's a Khalifa. And didn't Adam come in here with one soul? Not two, one. That alone should say, where's our female? Where's the babies crying in the last years? They don't even come no more. You don't hear it no more. Then we're moving from being selfish to split the community. You want to do it yourself. And the same one that split the community is the one that claims he's a scholar but can't even hold a job, can't even produce anything. And he did split the community. And Ahmad Muhammad says splitting the community is punishment. And you thought it's going to be a physical punishment, but he can't grow. He can't grow. He studied before, and he studied in the Arabia. He can't grow. And you think I'm beating him up? No, he need a wake-up. They all need to wake up. Because who took over? COVID-19, you're all afraid of it. You're afraid of COVID-19 because why? You ain't living the right life. Brothers and sisters, I wish I would find some type of technology. You won't hear me. I like to put the people who have the real deal, how all this came about. And Fauci was the one that paid every doctor they could pay to say COVID-19. You got doctors being cut off. Doctors can't even eat, can't pay their mortgage, shut down because they refuse to send these people to hell. They talk about the mask, how germ it is, how it's tearing your insides out, and you don't even know it. If you had a clue, you would throw that damn mask away. But you don't have a clue. You're scared that you say, no, I trust in Allah. No, you don't. Tie your camel like 40 Alibaba and the 40 thieves said. Go get an animal and tie it, because maybe you might help yourself with that animal. But with Allah, you either with him or you're not. You either believe him or you don't. I know. Everybody say, oh, I'm going to take the needle. I'm going to take the needle. They said, you might get away. You get sick, but you might get away. Well, wait 6 months from now. Wait till it really come back on you. And you don't wish you never took that needle. Because that needle, you don't even know what the hell is in it. And the FDA has turned their head. They told them, we don't have time to test it. Test it on those animals. Whether dog, the cat, the rat, which one? No, the African-American, what it was designed for. But the white folks got scared, too. They start taking up all the medicine. You should say, alhamdulillah, so you don't take it. Then we get our mothers. Hell, what do you want to kill your mama? And she's alive now. You afraid that she'll be gone and you'll miss her? Most of our mamas in our 60s, 70s, and 80s, if they are right now, the hell would you want to take something that is Russian roulette? You gambling. But now you want to take that gamble at 40, 50, 60. That's your prerogative. But why would you give it to your mother? Why would you give it to your dad? And my God, what's killing them babies? Yes, the needles are, but it's the mass. All them germs is coming out and gets onto that cloth and send it right back in you. They're getting ready to tell you. They're coming out. But you heard it here on Block Talk Radio, New Africa, Exeter, and Lahore Speaks. I'm a student of the Quran. You know what Nabi Muhammad taught me, how to study the Quran. And I'm saying to you, we learn the language. Some speaks better than I do. But I get your attention because I give you what Allah says. You see, there's nobody on this earth perfect. A human being be perfect. Are you saying, Murad, are you saying to us that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu wasn't perfect? Nope. Are you saying to us Prophet Muhammad sallallahu have committed sin? Yes. Are you saying this? Are you saying that? Yes. Then what makes them perfect? Because for 23 years, he gave you what God said. The Quran completed in 23 years. So that, he's perfect. What makes him perfect? He told you what Allah says. Not what nobody else told him. Allah gave them those words from Bhakti high all the way to our mass. And then Allah removed him. Well, what about the 40 years? Well, the 40 years is the example of who we are in his nature. And he never got out of his nature. For 40 years, he knew nothing about Allah, he knew nothing about the Quran, he knew nothing about anybody's religion. He was just an upright human being. So remember one of the things Muhammad said, you will never be equal or better, so you don't have to say you follow the Sunnah, say you follow the Uswa, the nature of the Prophet. That's what I want to be. I want to be as close as I can get. Now, you say, Murad, that you, Barah Muhammad, allowed his jinn? No, I am not telling you that. No way I allow my jinn. Well, what do you say? I say, he's a sympathizer. Because sometimes he don't bother me. He don't bother me when I'm talking to you. He don't bother me. He tries to interfere when you make a salat. But Allah knows your heart. And sure, I see a pretty one walk by, I'm going to turn my head. She's pretty. She's gorgeous. I'm going to turn my head and look at her if she's sick. How can I help her? We so spooky. We think we practice this religion. We're going through rituals. And Allah doesn't judge the ritual. He don't judge what you say. He does what you do. You may trick everybody else, but you can't trick a lot of angels sitting right there on your shoulder. That one on the left writes your portfolio. The one on the right, they try to help you. Well, Allah says, I will not help a people until they change that which is bothering their soul. So Allah gave you a soul to talk to you, but you ain't talking. You ain't listening. And so they turned a deaf ear. The angel turned a deaf ear. And now where are you? At a standstill. Because you can't tell me, brother, that if the group of Minister Louis Farrakhan, the group of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, the group of all the Muslims we have in Jersey were united, we could have been superstars in our obedience to Allah and feed the hunger. 400,000. You got a dollar? That's $400,000. How about $10? So you got millions of dollars, brothers and sisters. How could we have went broke in 8 months during COVID-19? But because we're for ourselves, you're away from your own messages. You can't get zakat nor sadaqah. Because if people don't see you, don't hear you, and they think Zoom will do it. No, Zoom ain't doing nothing. And so while you Zooming, I have to salute the brothers that went up there and they started. To show you, it might have been about 700, but they gave you a number of 4,000. You see, Allah magnify you when you do good. Oh, you thought it was going to rain. But they say, why did the other brothers go on Zoom? Because they're not going in our money, which is theirs, and spend their money when they couldn't have no one come in their master for 8 months. That money, whether it's $1 million, whether it's $700,000, whether it's $500,000, those 8 months draw interest. Those 8 years draw interest. Those 25 years throw interest, and no one ever said to the Ummah, look how much money you have on interest. Ah, that one better. Nobody knew it. Nobody knew that a group of imams sued the federal government for spying. Now just think about it. Spied on each one of the emails. There could be a exception to the rule, but none of them went to jail in their life. All of them had decent jobs, good citizens, paid their taxes. So Who was they surveilling? Couldn't be them. It couldn't be a businessman. Who was they surveilling? They were surveilling the Ummah. So they got paid off because it was unethical, illegal. Call it illegal is unethical. So they gave him a piece of money. Nobody knew anything about it. And a brother, Sadiq, I'll give him the accolades, wrote it in the Muslim Journal. Everybody said, whoa, we got money coming to us. And at an eve, it was question was asked, and the brother imam got up and said, not this time. We want to give you the right count. We'll be back in 1 month because the brother and the son and the father and all of them coming together. Guess what, brothers and sisters? Not one of them showed up. Not the businessman and not the imam. The hell just happened. Meaning we ain't telling you nothing. So they split up that money. And they said, we sued them, not you all. But let me tell you something. You better hold on to your books because the federal government coming. You ain't beating them out no money, and nobody that you said that was a part of your organization didn't get a nickel. It would be a disgrace if all y'all indicted. That's the real world out here. But you ain't with Allah when you do wrong. You see, brothers and sisters, I'm saying this got to stop. It's got to stop because our children are going the opposite way. Our children don't come around this because they are now saying that something is wrong with us, that we condone this. There's no such thing as separate messages or separate cities or separate streets or separate avenues. No such thing. Until we unite as one Ummah, for Allah brought them all over here in America. You know why? You ever go to their countries? If you go to their country, you wouldn't call our place a ghetto. Our place here, a ghetto, is unbelievable. And their word, but you got the point. So they go to school and they learn the English language so they can get to America. Why? Because there's no democracy in those countries. So there's no such thing, you're either rich or you're poor. So they're in them countries trying to get the hell out of there learning two languages, the language of their nationality and the language of the American. So the American citizen, 400 years in slavery, was forced that language, so we speak it very well. But yet, we went away, and a group of brothers came back and got us speaking Arabic. About Arabic, the Quran. So that means we're not speaking English no more. Who got all the jobs? The brothers from the foreign country. Why? They speak English very distinctly. And they learn to be doctors and lawyers and engineers and so forth and so on. What are you learning? I'm learning how to say Fatiha in Arabic. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, and so forth and so on. That's what you're learning. Can it get you a job? Can it get you to relate to your children, to relate to your neighbor? I don't think so. So now you got an hour because there's nobody in the masjids on Monday. There's nobody in the masjids on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But here we all come on Friday. And Friday, they teach in the Quran Arabic. Isn't that something? Now, here that young man just got off drugs, and you teaching the Quran Arabic. Here's a man that just got out of jail, and you teach him the Arabic of the Quran. Here's a man that lost his family because keep a job to the masjid. You see, he can get some help. But he don't understand what you're talking about. Now, you ain't got an hour. Some go over a few hours. But it seemed to me you will speak the language in which they understand. Well, let's see what Allah says in the Quran. I will teach you, Allah says, and you will learn my language so you can go out and teach them in their language. What happened? No, you speak a language they don't understand, but you know how to speak Arabic, Italian, French. That's a metaphor to tell you that we have lost what Allah set us out to do, to introduce our religion to all that want to listen. It's no compulsory. Allah says no compulsory in this language, this religion. And if, in fact, you force it on someone, you just belittle it. But Allah is the best know. Not a leaf fall from the tree without the will of God. So this is what's going on today. And because I can't take it, that intelligent people are shooting that needle, that women coming out bragging, now they got you coming in our masjids, and you saying, I'm taking the needle. That's like saying, I'm going to drink this holy water. But the holy water is nothing but water. How do you know what's in that needle that you shoot? But if that's what you want to do, you have a right to be a woman. So you have a right to be a man. Allah gave you that permission. You want to change your agenda, it's okay. But when you flaunting it, as if this is something Allah approved, now you got a problem. What you do behind the door is your prerogative. But these men and women and children come to that masjid to learn what you learned. Now, you didn't get over there in Saudi Arabia and you didn't go to school. So you had to go to kindergarten. You had to go to first grade or second grade, third grade. You had to come out of high school. And then most of y'all went to college. But you want these people to learn what college taught you and never went to kindergarten. So you speak in the language of the Arabic means. And don't tell me, yes, I know y'all. I know who's informers or who's not. Because when you are tapped in with the powers of B, they tell you who all taking money. Just what they did to Dr. King. That man said, I know the name of all of them that killed Dr. King. It wasn't that guy on the other end that set him up and shot him. It was the people who got him in that opening. And those men were getting paid by the CIA with their name on the bag. And you'd be shocked and amazed who all that said they was with him was jealous of him. And he didn't die from that shot. He died when he was in the hospital that went 20 hospitals passed to that hospital. Now, I was less than that, but you got the point. And when they had him out there on the table, he wasn't dead. Until that man smothered him with a pillow, and a Caucasian young lady heard them gather up the slobber and spit on him before they killed him. Then told her to get out. They telling it now. And you think they love us. When you don't do what they tell you to do, you're dead. Cosby was told not to mess with NBC. Killed his son on the highway. You don't get killed on the highway and get away for all these years. But instead of getting smart, he got angry. And if he'd have left it as the Custables, he'd have been successful. But he wanted Bill Cosby, so they got him. Something that was sponged 30 years ago, they got him. 10 years. Just the governor gave a million some odd dollars to a young lady that I had to say that I had sex with. The owner of the Pacers gave 80 stiffing women big money to shut up. And there's 20 or 40 of them now still trying to get him. All what he has done, he got caught. And they're going to prosecute the female. I don't know how that happened because he got books laid out to tell you on all of them. So I don't know how that's going to turn out. But all of them need to be in jail for a lifetime. They gave Bill Cosby 10 years. And this is how they see us. They have a law. The law says that police officer cannot be prosecuted for killing you or whooping your ass unless you can find something that individual has done and he did the same thing. They did. This young boy was on the ground and he got shot 7 times. They found the police officer guilty. But here come another one, shot the guy 7-8 times, and he was on his knees. They said, we want to get him because we have a past that did the same thing. The judge said, no, one was laying, the other one's on their knees. It's not the same. Dismiss. Isn't that something? And one guy said, you knew that's the Ku Klux Klan. Well, I know that. I've been saying it, nobody said nothing, but today they said that's the way the Ku Klux Klan started in the 70s coming into law enforcement. Well, how do you know that, Murad? Because in 1963, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told John Ali to read what was sent to me, and I don't know why they sent it. And when he was reading, he kept skipping. He told him, stop skipping, go back. And this is what they said to all of the chiefs of the police department. You need to get us out of these white sheets and put them white, on blue uniforms on. Because these niggas are going to kill us if we don't kill them. He said, but don't worry about that nigga King. We got him. And don't worry about that nigga Jesse Jackson. We got him. The one we worrying about is those black Muslims. Those are the ones that will kill us. So way back then, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, why didn't they send me this? So if you dig, it's there. You're going to find it. In 63, you'll see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad speaking. John Ali is reading the letter. Who come to find out he was an informer. But he repented. He fell in love with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'll give him that credit, but it doesn't mean he didn't come there because he was paid to be there. So they do it to all of us, to you all right now. They like businessmen. They walk with you, walk, talk with you, speak to you. They inform us. They get paid. And they expose them in a minute. This is what they do. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say, if you walk in with your brother and you open up the temple, check each other out because you may turn a devil overnight. Well, that's what happened to Malcolm. He stopped the security and someone turned devil overnight and they killed him because he wouldn't have got in there with those guns. But this is what happens when you're by yourself. You don't have protection. So I'm saying to you, these things are happening right now. And you think they love us. 400 years of hanging our brothers. 400 years of being castrated. 400 years of turning the woman butt naked upside down and cut her stomach to take the head of the body out and then slam it on the ground and step on it. Those are the same people telling us to take a needle. They are now got our food, not even food anymore. You go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, you ain't eating chicken. You think you're eating chicken. All you do is look it up. You can't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken. FCK, whatever, KC, whatever his initials is. But you can't say chicken. And they're moving these robots in. Because you're going to be shooting at robots, because robots going to bleed the police officers in the streets. The robots is going to take over your jobs. The robots going to get rid of everything you can think of. They don't need you no more. They are growing your food in a factory so they can put it in anything they want. It ain't real meat. It's not real chicken. Oh, these boys are diabolical. But they tell the farmers and pay them a great deal of money not to farm, $5,000. Why? They don't want you to come from the earth. If you don't come from the earth, you can't carry yourself. That's what you are, earthly people. Why do you think herbs go in your body? Then you wonder why this is aching and that's aching and why heart attacks are happening. But they change your mind and move it to a COVID-19. And they name it everything COVID-19, but you can't see the statistics on how many people died from a heart attack. No, they took that away from them. How many people died from a kidney problem? No, they took that away. Why? This is all a game. This is Germany all over again. Just go study what they did over in Germany. Shut you down. Wouldn't let you talk to each other. Put the mask on you. It looked like, you know what you look like? You look like robots that are stuck on stupid. I sit sometimes in my car and I watch grown men that got masks on them. You know, I believe that we are some handsome people. But here comes that handsome man and you look like a gorilla. Whether it's a small gorilla, a large gorilla, because you can't see your face no more. Them faces got masks that make you look like, who is he? And then you watch them in the supermarket, and they're all walking like robots. He entitled us. He put us in a position that we don't even look like ourselves. You can't tell. One brother said, brother, I spoke to you in spirit. How the hell I know you? I can't see you. I didn't say that to him. It hurt his feelings, but I'm saying what I want to say because I didn't know who the hell he was. But brothers and sisters, because you don't read, you don't read. You don't go in the library. Now you got the internet. You can go in there and look up everything. And they'll tell you just what the mask does to you. It shortens your life. You're not dying for no needle. You're dying for that vending machine they put on you. That vending machine kills everybody. They get paid $125,000 for all you can kill with that machine. That mask is making you sicker. You're sneezing, you're coughing. It's just stupid. It's just crazy. You can't do that to me. Now, I'm not going to diss no disrespect going in the supermarket because you got stupid people, oh, my God, I'm going to catch something. No, you're going to give me something with all them germs you got in that mask. So as you take it off. Now they telling you to wear it at home. Oh, they're crazy. No, they ain't crazy. You crazy. You wearing a mask at home with your children. Your children, they might as well put it on your dog. It's just, this is insane. But anytime you let the Caucasian come on your air, the Caucasian come in your home, the Caucasian come in your masjid, and tell you, you got to take that needle. They trying to pass a law, but I'm guaranteeing you, men like me, you come in here telling us you're going to handcuff me to stick my baby with the needle, I'll die first. You kill my child. And that's what they want, the future. Because these kids are smart, intelligent, and they know to stay the hell away from this stupidity that we are creating. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. It's going to change. But where's the Muslims? What have they done? They got confined to their homes. Don't even want to go out. Scared to go out. I don't want to be around people. I hear grown men saying that. Now I can hear some of the doctors would say it. Taking pain. Don't care about you. They don't give a damn about you. Yes. This is Al-Islam. Is we take the words and trust in Allah and make it like it didn't even happen. But we are not even united on that. The worst thing you can do is go in the hospital. They are so broke, they're going to give you something to make you even sicker. They're going to cut on you because you ain't nothing but a guinea pig. You sicker. They ain't trying to kill you. Now you get paid to die. Before, they give you meds and all this, and they give you a long piece of paper to tell you after facts, or you can never sue. You took that medicine. Yeah, I described it, but you went out and got it. But it just told you what is the side effects. Now, anything good for you, why would it have side effects? Because that's how they make their money. But the herb is for your earthly self. It cures you. Allah is the best healer. But not of you eating junk, peanuts, and pretzels. You can eat nuts. But I'm like Muhammad said, how to eat to live. We just got off of that. And then you go in these stores and think these people are clean. You better hope your wife is clean. That's who touch your food. But you got to go in the restaurant and you got to get what they say you should get. Then you have halal. And you think because it said halal, the brother gave you the right stuff. I beg your pardon. What he care about you? You go in some of these Islamic brothers' restaurants, they got pork. The brother, what are you doing with pork? Hey, I ain't eating it. What are they saying? Don't give a damn about us. You ain't no Muslim. So you don't even have halal, your own brother. He ran out. He goes to the place that's not halal so he can sell it to you. Allah will punish him. He surely would get his. A brother told me, he said, would you say that in front of him? Well, I'd say that in front of him. He man enough to stand in front of me. I'm going to tell the truth. And I surely did. He didn't deny it. He said, I'm not like that no more. I said, I may try you. That's me being a fool, but I'll be damned if I'm going to let all the people that depend on me to try to see if you change. I don't accept that. Yeah, this is what's going on in our community. And you got people sneaking around. All of a sudden, they got a top on there. The casket to open it up. And I remember when I was doing I was the khatib for the janazah, and the brother said, can we open it up to put some dirt in it? I said, brother, that's dirt we just put in the casket. What, are you going to put more dirt in there? He got quiet. This spookism. We all went back to where the Arabs was the most unintelligent people on the face of the earth. We want to put dirt in the casket. We want to put flowers in the casket. We want to make the grave wide so he can stand up or sit up and question them. Now, brothers and sisters, just think about all what I said. Allah told the angel, Jibril, go down and get the earth. And he molded and shaped. And when the jinn, Iblis, saw it, he said, what is that? The angel said, that's Allah's new creation. He went through the mouth, out through the other end, and said, that hollow clay, keep in mind, that was clay, that was hollow. That was dirt. That was mold. Shape to look like you look in that mirror. But it was dead. So he asked the angel, Javier, oh, he's an angel. I thought he was a djinn. No, he's acted as an angel. We have a right to act like an angel. So this djinn, he said, I'm not bowing down to no dirt and mud. But you do. You bowing down. You put worship in the earth and mud. But he said, I'm not bowing down to no dead dirt. So Allah said, wait till I breathe into Adam my spirit. There it is, brothers and sisters. So you telling me that the earth can move without the spirit? No, it cannot. Because the earth is the God, the internal organs of the human being. But it can't move without the spirit. Now that he's gone or she's gone, how did the mud get into the grave? You had to carry it there. But what is it? It's sadaka. For the ants and the termites and anything else down there, they got to eat. Regurgitated back into the earth. So who's going to stand up? The bones? Going to stand up? You ever see Frankenstein? You ever see the bones? Who's going to come and talk to that? So you stoop, make Allah so low that he's going to come and ask you questions in the grave that he created. So the spirit left. So Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stood up for the Jews that was killing us. And when that Jew deceased, Manus come by, he stood up. Abu Bakr said, you stand up for the enemy. He said, the flesh does not sin. The one that was in there sin. So how is it that the one that was in the spirit, or the spirit that was in the earth, what is going to do by standing up? Allah going to send the spirit back down to that dead earth? Come on, brothers and sisters. Some of that earth is all messed up. Some is ugly as hell. Some of them are old as hell. Well, why would he send? I mean, this is all kindergarten. But guess what? One amongst us has been taught to be this way. And he's walking around, praying around, giving it to everybody. And they ain't doing it. Then when you get to the janazah, you tell them to get in line. Line for what? When you're going around the Kaaba, the women and men are together. And you better walk the right way because, you know, these brothers will tell you right now, don't give me your left hand, give me your right hand. You should smack them. But yet the left hand is dirty, but when you go around the Kaaba, go to the right. You're a dead man. You're going the opposite direction because we go around counterclockwise. That's to the left. So the woman is with you, and she make a dua. Hold it. Only four lines, and three of y'all, only seven back here for the sisters, and eight for the brothers, and so forth and so on. Come on, man. You go around that Kaaba, and ain't nobody in line. They got to go around there seven times, and they throw a kiss and make a dua. Well, what are you doing at the janazah? You making sajda? I don't think so. So what are you doing? You're making a dua. You can do a dua in your seat. You can do a dua if you want to get up next to the coffin. And you, brother, you ain't part of that family. Their father's blood didn't run through you. Get back. Family should come up first. Oh, don't let the woman up first. The woman's in the back. Who, what? Prayers we make. This is a dua. You put your hands out, put it close to your face, and beg Allah. But we want to get away from him and want to see Muhammad's tafsir, because that is designed to stop the one Allah raised amongst us. And I just tell you, I reiterate, I raised one amongst all my people. So we have to get in there. We didn't think we were supposed to have one raised up amongst us. But they don't want to give him credit. They don't want to give Ahmad Elijah Muhammad credit. They don't want to give Muhammad Ali. How about Booker T. Washington? Now, Jesus did say it. I'm going to leave you, my mother, and I shall return. And you thought the mother was Mary, Virgin Mary. Yeah, Mary had other children, but she wasn't a virgin physically. She doesn't eat that poison food you was giving her. It's called knowledge. Allah purify her so he can bring this one in to do his job. Jesus. So now that you know that, and you pretty much can comprehend that, and why are we putting so much emphasis on the grave? Well, that's what they did 1,400 years ago. It was paganism. So you can be in your home and talk to your Lord about the spirit of your mother, the spirit of your father, because that don't die. It evolved. What's dead is that mud that was just, pardon me, not the mud, the flesh that was on those bones is being eaten to get regurgitated back into the earth where it came from. So where is our Imam? Why don't they teach this? I believe they don't know. I don't think all of them that suffers, but there's a few there that want to say, I got them. They use words that we never use. Mashallah. And when they hear you say it, they really messed up. Say, these boys are mockingbirds. Can go on and on and on, but I think you got the point. My mother, I never taught on her. That was my mother. I loved her. That's my mother. I took her everywhere I can take her. That's my mother. I loved that woman ever since I came out of her womb. That's my mother. And one day at 83 years old, she go everywhere I go, convention in New Jersey at the Mellonhead. And she loved hearing Imam Warithin Muhammad. She loved hearing me. She was my number one fan. And she was lying now. I said, oh, Mom, I think I got one that beat you. I said, she listens to everything I say. My mom said, I bet she don't. I know my mom. She wanted to hear her son. She said, I'm ready. I said, Mama, we got to go. We can't go. Too many people here came to see me. I got to see them. They came from all parts of the country, Mama. She said, no, fool, I'm ready to take Shahada. I said, Allahu Akbar. And I asked her, simple, I'm going to thank my sister Zara because she took care of you and she taught you. She said, oh, no, no. I said, well, how you come to the religion? Because of you. Can't be me. I don't live with you. She said, you treat me like a mother would love to be treated. I said, whoa. And Ali Muslim and about 10, 15 brothers around, and she took Shahada thing. Now, did she do that just for me? My sister's law, and I was in the bedroom when my mother was looking like she's going to pass away. And we was making, I think, Zohar or Asa, one of you. And when we went down, and I said, Allahu Akbar, I heard my sister, Allahu Akbar, but I heard a third party. And when I finished, I said, Mama, was that you? She said, you think I was going to make, y'all was going to make prayer without me? I said, Allahu Akbar. True story, brothers and sisters. I got a witness there. My sister right there. She went to her grave saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. That's a Muslim. And I never taught on her. She embraced it on her own. And this is what the Quran is saying. I bless us who I please when I please. You don't have to force this on anybody. And it's not our job. It's not our job to force anyone to tell Islam, but it's our job to drop knowledge, whether you at a birthday party, a get-together, whether you at a sermon and you speaking, a janaza and you speaking, washing the body now and you speak, you drop a seed. Imam says, and it grows. And then he also said, I said, Brother Imam, you know, there's a brother that changed my name, and he's a good lawyer, but I didn't know that he taught three junkies that come off the streets, and all three of them got their law degree. I wouldn't have never knew that. He said, the reason why you would never know that, because these brothers think you're supposed to rush the body to the grave. He said, there goes the paganism. There is nothing but paganism that comes from Christianity, and it comes from where they come from. So they believe that they're supposed to put flowers in the grave. They come from where they have to do what? He said, the body. He said, you ever smell a dead carcass? I said, not really, but I did smell some coming through the casket sometimes. He said, yes, that's why you rush it, because you ain't going to be able to stand the stink. He said, but the real reason is because the insects need their sadaqa. You're getting ready to get them sadaqa. He said, but you never get a person that don't know the deceased. The father can't do it. The son, he can't do it. The uncle. He said, that's how you bury. And maybe you too will tell them who he is. And you will learn just what. Now, they do it kind of long. Was the right idea? No. You got a man say, don't give him the accolade. And look at this one. Masala is for the living, not the dead. We can't bring the body into the masala. Now, I'm quite sure a lot of people heard the man say that, but they misconstrued. We can use the masala because why? We're not in a Islamic country. And so, therefore, we have no other place to go. Permissible, fool. It's common sense, fool. Now, this religion is not difficult. You make it difficult. So the Christian's sitting there, well, where's my son? Where's my brother? Where's my mother, my father? Because you're making up your own. Somebody come and say, look, don't let that body in there. She's right. You got living people that's dirty and filthy that's in there. You don't know it. And then all this ritual, don't give them accolades. Well, how would you know the person if you don't give them accolades? So they do the four takbir, and it's over. And so the Christian says, what the hell just happened? You know what? See, we don't use our common sense, but Allah ain't going to be with you. You got to work for this. You got to struggle in this. And you got to put the right people in position to lead this. It's okay. You messed up. You out of there in 3 years. Got to go. And get someone better. But if a guy doing so well and you keep growing, you keep growing, you keep growing, you'd be a fool to get rid of him. But a guy that comes in 25 years ago and then moved from the corner 25 years later, and so forth and so on. It's so ludicrous. It's ridiculous. Then I hear masjid is on what? cleanness and next to godliness. Why they shut down? Why they shut down, brother, sister? Because somebody told me people got COVID-19, and a brother said, I can wash all that and clean it all. Nope. He's sick. He'd take a person, went to school and came home, and then put him over the top of one of the largest masjids in this state under the Prophet Muhammad in this little Farrakhan. He grew up with us. We all grew. We grew because why? Our faith in Allah. We grew why we thought about others. We grew why the Prophet Muhammad said, O Abaka, Ali, which one of y'all believe you can lead this war? And as soon as one say they can do it, he gave it to them. O Rasuli, we only know what you taught us. He said, no, I need to know what you think. So how you don't have a female on your board and ask her what she thinks? Now, you got some egotistic women, but you can see that right away. Oh, she got to go. I'm talking about there's one that will match you from mind to mind. I'm going to leave you with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorify his name. He said that he put the man in charge. For what reason? Her spirit, he got the same. She got the same. Her soul, she got the same. Her deen al-fitra, she got the same. Her spirit, it's the same. Her intellectual mind, her taqwa, she got the same. What is it? His masculine ability in front of her. In case a lion jumped out of you in the woods, he had to get you first and he'd get away. We walk on the side of her and we on the outside because water might come and get me first. There's no such thing that the woman's at back of us. So we came in here as one soul, one ummah. Until you start respecting her, you're not going nowhere. You wonder why all these women around me, they're intelligent. They're intelligent to know sensitivity and love and affection. And they can tell by the way you talk, the way you move, that intuitive allows them to say, I think you should watch out for this one. Oh, she got your back. She want to see you grow in the world. But we so jealous. We're jealous of one another. But we say with God's name, the merciful benefaction, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the worlds, we bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I hope they bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the Prophet. Peace and blessings be upon the Prophet and the sinners and his companions. Surely Allah Almighty speak the truth. I say that because I say it before I come on. And sometimes I get caught up and I don't forget to say it. It's never late to say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, and the Lord of all the worlds. We say with God's name because we can't be in God's name. We're too small. But he's closer to us than our jugular vein. So it's with God's name, meaning he's with us at all times. If I say anything to hurt anyone, that's not my intention. I believe I love you more than you love me. If I say anything that's incorrect, I'm human. I make mistakes. It's to show you that I'm human. I'm not perfect. But if I said anything to allow you to stand up in your soul, stand up in your spirit, stand up in your deen al-fitra, the nature in which you have created to be, stand up in your love and your faith in Allah, but he doesn't accept it unless it's love, your taqwa. Don't give me those credits. Give those credits to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I greet you from our father Adam, our biological father, and our father Abraham, Abraham, some of y'all say, don't misconstrue, he is the son of Adam, but he's the father of all intellectual mind and all nationality. But he searched for God, and no one asked him to do so. It just shows you you can do the same. And I greet you from Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. He did the work of his Lord, which they wrote the work of his Father. I accept that. That's the way you see it. But your heart is saying the work of his Lord. And Allah removed him, so they crucified him not. He wasn't here when Christianity created. And that's another story. And I greet you from Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. A mercy to all humanity, not just to us, and then Islam, to all humanity. And we greet him with the translation of that salutation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessing be upon Prophet Sinnis and his companion. But when we greet him, brothers and sisters, we say, assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and that's for no one else but the Prophet. Because when you salute him, it means you just salute all the prophets I did not remember, or I didn't speak on it tonight, nor the prophets that I don't know that came. See how merciful God is. And we ask for a dua. We say all those who have died from COVID-19, since that's what we call it, separate their faults from their goodness as I'll separate the east from the west and grant them Jannah. And my nephew left, may Allah be pleased with him, separate his faults from his goodness and grant him Jannah. And my fighter, Rose and Larry, lost and Joe and his daughter, lost their oldest children and went to the janazah. We call it janazah funeral. And I was loved by the family. All of them kissed me and told me they loved me. And the mother cried on my shoulder. I had to bend down and hold her. She told me she loved me while she's crying. And I told her she had to be strong for the family. She's the foundation. I love you, Moran. I said, I love you too, Rose. I couldn't get up my legs and stand up. And the former FBI agent that's with me now for 30 years picked me up. And Elijah then walked me out. And you thought I was at home. I was loved by all. Everyone wanted to stop me and kept me out in the hall for about 20, 30 minutes. And that was a wonderful feeling because you get barakahs when you go to the deceased. It lets you know one day you'll be there. And we ask Allah to bless those who are ill, to lift their burden. We ask those that have helped those who can't help themselves to give them barakahs, and we help. And we ask Allah to help those who would like to give but not able to bless them for good intentions. Inshallah, I shall return tomorrow from 7 to 8. That is my special day on Tuesday. It will make my ninth year on the radio, on Block Talk Radio, New Africa. Excellent, Mirage Speaks. You should tune in. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I'm your host tonight, Murad Muhammad. Peace and love. Assalamu alaikum.